The Toast Match Interview.
We're going to go inside the Victorious Bulldogs rooms because we're lucky enough to be joined by defender Ryan Gardner joining us on K-Rock. Ryan, thanks for having a chat to us. Tom King, Ben Casanilia, Mark Neild having a chat to you. Firstly, congratulations. Can you scarcely believe you're into a preliminary final?
Firstly, thanks for having me, guys. It's far out. We're all pretty we're pretty excited. It's been a massive game and a massive couple of weeks for us as a club after obviously probably a poor end to the season, the home and away season. So we're just all over the moon at the moment.
Just your 20th game of footy. This time last week, you probably didn't think you were playing. Zane Cordy pulls out. You take your opportunity with both hands and you've played in two winning finals and hopefully keeping your spot next week. Have you been able to sort of think about sort of sliding doors moments that have given you this opportunity?
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's been a pretty rollercoaster year for me personally with doing two shoulders and, just obviously getting the opportunity last week through Zane being ill and just knowing that I needed to do everything I could to stay in the team. So, I'm just absolutely stoked to be a part of it, to be honest.
The final minute, Taylor Giray, obviously Latham Vandermeer firstly forcing the behind, but the contest between Taylor Giray and Charlie Cameron, where were you when that was taking place and what was going through your mind when you saw Charlie had Taylor one-on-one?
Yeah, I think I was the next guy behind. Obviously, those two boys running back at it, and oh man, what a contest that was! That's what finals, a massive final moment right there. He just did everything he possibly could. I thought Cameron might have had him for leg speed, but he just dug in and just did such a great job to block and just kind of get the ball out of bounds.
Ryan, tonight was only your 20th game. Do you feel like you belong out there? Are you still finding your feet? Obviously, playing in pressure cooker finals and. You know, you must sort of grow in confidence, but, you know, how do you feel within your game out there?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I only played 20 games, but every game I feel like I'm learning so much and, getting more and more confident as I go along. So, I'm just stoked again to be out here and, I think the more games that I play, the better I'll get.
You got some real live wires there. Bailey Smith, 27 possessions. He kicked 3 goals and when the game was on the line, he's had 9 touches and kicked a wonderful goal from the pocket. It's hard to believe that he's still only 20 years of age and tonight was his 65th game of AFL footy.
Oh, yeah, it's just massive. Like, he's still obviously such a young player and to stand up in such a big moment and kick that goal, I think every week he's showing us just more and more how much of a gun he is and, he's just doing such a great job for us.
What do you think of his hair?
No, look, it's a lot of ladies love it, so I think that's why he's rolling with it, to be honest. But he's a great fella and he plays such a tough brand of footy, so I think he can have his hair however he likes if he keeps kicking goals like that.
Yeah, it's an extraordinary mop. We're just seeing him on the host broadcast. And the other one too, your other teammate, if your name wasn't Ryan Gardner, surely it'd want to be Latham Vandermeer. That sounds like a Formula One driver.
Yeah, he's got a great name as well. We've got quite a good small forward line with Lace and young Flea down there. They're both quite live wise, so it's good to have him. He's kind of like a race car, old Vandermeer. He's that quick.
You're not wrong.
We're speaking with Bulldogs defender Ryan Gardner. He's Mark Neild on K-Rock Footy.
Ryan, congratulations. It was an outstanding final to watch, and I'm sure it was as well to play in. It just looked like clearly you never gave up, but the belief and confidence you must have in one another and then as the whole group must be so strong.
Oh, it is. It's massive. We obviously, like I said before, didn't end off the year as well as we would have liked to in the home and away season, but we had massive belief in what our ability was. And we knew that we just needed to dig in and get back to our best. And again, tonight, I thought we showed that.
Well, there's no doubt you showed it. You showed it all over the field. And in particular, I thought when Brisbane had a bit of a run on, they got a number of consecutive inside 50s and then some goals. We felt here your work around the contest and your ability to get over and outnumber Brisbane at the coalface worked really well. Is that one of those things that you pride yourself on, that you might not have been at your best in the last 3 rounds of the season?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. One of our big traits is obviously 1.5 plays, which pretty much means don't leave your man out to dry. So your teammates out to dry. So that's a massive part. And we thought that we didn't quite get that right in the last 3 rounds of the home and away season. But we're definitely back to our best now with that kind of stuff.
You barracking for the Cats on Friday night, plugger?
Yeah, no, I've definitely still got some very close mates down there, so happy to see them go through. Hopefully we can meet in the big one.
Yeah. Who do you still keep in contact with the Cats, Ryan?
I'm still in contact with Jake Colajasny mostly. He's one of the mainstays down there. Just more the defenders. Got along with those boys really well. I got along with everyone really well, but I had a close relationship with him mostly.
Because you were delisted, I think, at the end of 2018. I think you had Bell Park lined up as your interchange club if you weren't selected at Footscray VFL. What other offers were there? And, you know, do you reflect and go, gee, if I had have opened this door rather than the Footscray VFL door, that this might not be happening right now?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I summed up between playing for the VFL with Footscray or with Casey, and I'm so happy that I went with Footscray. They've given me the opportunity, so... just so grateful to be a part of this great club, and hopefully there's still lots more success to come.
Yeah, absolutely. It would have been good to see you running around for Bell Park, though.
Yeah, no, it would have been nice to at least play one game there, but fortunately not.
We'll worry about that well into the future. And I think you've contracted to the end of 2023 as well, so nice to have that security.
Yeah, it is. It's great. It's great to have a bit of security behind me as well. So it gives me the opportunity just to keep developing and playing my role really well.
Have you reminded Bevo that you once went forward for Geelong VFL and kicked half a dozen, and just if he needs to swing somebody forward, that you can do that?
Well, I haven't told him yet, but I'm keeping it up my sleeve.
Yeah, good work. Well done, guards. Great to catch up with you, young man. It was always a pleasure to deal with you when you're on the Cats list, and we were keen to get you on with the Geelong link to have a chat on K-Rock tonight. We wish you the very best of luck next Saturday night, and for your sake and the dog's sake, we might have, and the Cats' sake, we might have a Cats and Dogs grand final in 3 weeks from now. Good luck, and really, really appreciate you joining us.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks very much for having me.
Jerron Gardner joining us here. The post-match interview.